WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zero. Short Thanksgiving week. What's ahead?
That's right. And we have a couple of showers to talk about. And then, as you mentioned, Eric, a big cool down headed our way by Thanksgiving. This morning, temperatures hovering around the freezing mark. And we are just barely missing out on some showers by literally a couple of miles in North Jersey. So there could be a few raindrops and snowflakes early on today. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds for your Monday. High temperatures ranging from the mid-40s to the north to the mid-50s to the south. A few showers will be possible tonight statewide. Almost all rain. The threat for wintry weather here is low and limited, again, far northern New Jersey. Higher elevations could see some light snow or freezing drizzle tonight. Maybe some patchy fog around as well. Low temperatures mostly in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Those showers wrap up tomorrow morning. Then we'll see clearing skies. It'll be breezy tomorrow with highs around 50. Then turning colder with a brisk wind starting on Wednesday. Highs in the 40s. Thanksgiving Thursday will barely make it to 30 degrees. Right now, Jersey City is 41. Paulsboro, 30. And Hightstown, 31.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Governor Murphy is still trying to deflect blame for last week's horrible response to a winter storm that was well forecasted. In a rare Sunday briefing, the governor blamed everything from weather forecasters to climate change as a reason the roads weren't cleared. He was also hyping another potential storm that poses no real threat to most of New Jersey to try and prove he's ready this time. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the story this morning. Patrick?
Eric, Murphy said he was watching the development of two Clipper systems last night and coming up tonight, but Dan is telling us there's been no significant precipitation anywhere since early Friday, and the hype of the second of those storms this evening is overblown. Still, if you were out on New Jersey's major highways overnight, you might have seen salting and plowing crews lined up on the shoulder, a DOT show of force, if you will. Murphy calls yesterday's press event part of an aggressive posture, saying he'd have held the event even if Thursday's under-delivered response had not happened. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out in the 30s and 40s today. Sun and clouds overhead today with a chance of shower in North Jersey early and late. Highs range from the mid-40s in the north to the mid-50s in the south. And then some showers possible tonight. Almost all rain. It is possible we could see some light snow or freezing drizzle in far North Jersey and some patchy fog around as well. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the GoFundMe scammers. Who was the real victim? We'll have an update on that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays, wake up with Alexa and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Hi, I'm on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures starting out in the 30s and 40s. We're going to go maybe into the 40s, mid-50s to the south. Sun and clouds overhead with a chance of a shower in North Jersey early and late, and then showers possible again tonight. Now, we're talking about almost all rain here. Possibility of some light snow or freezing drizzle in far North Jersey, and watch out for some patchy fog as well. It is a miracle nobody was killed as an explosion and massive fire tore through an apartment building in Perth Amboy before dawn Sunday morning. That building was also home to a popular local restaurant. It's believed the blast originated in the basement beneath the restaurant. Everybody managed to get out safely, but crews have been tearing that building down, trying to prevent a collapse. Rain in the forecast could bring relief for those working to tame that devastating Northern California wildfire. And frustration for those searching for remains of victims. The search for bodies or bone fragments left behind in the so-called Camp Fire took on new urgency Sunday. Hundreds of searchers fanning out, poking through the ash and rubble in paradise before rains can wash away signs of the dead or turn the dusty debris into a thick paste. Authorities say at least 77 have been killed. A team from the American Red Cross in New Jersey is out in California now lending support. They will not be home for Thanksgiving.
The 10 local volunteers will be there throughout the Thanksgiving holiday to help victims of the deadliest wildfire in state history. Regional CEO Rosie Taravella says,
our folks and others are primarily helping in shelters and evacuation centers, providing immediate needs such as food and a place to sleep.
She also says the need for mental health volunteers is crucial.
And we're finding more and more with disasters such as these, where the fatality rates are so high that their services are needed just to keep people calm and comfortable in such a tragedy.
Volunteers say the recovery scene is being compared to 9/11. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:08. GoFundMe hoaxers Kate McClure and Mark D'Amico have gone their separate ways, breaking up as their scam with homeless man Johnny Bobbitt unraveled. The couple famously photographed taking lavish vacations, allegedly using money they said was being raised for a homeless man, is no longer together, and McClure's attorney says she was the victim in all of this. D'Amico and Bobbitt taking advantage of her giving nature and naivete, all three have been charged with fraud. McClure's attorney claims she really did think she was helping the homeless. Unemployment in the Garden State is at 4.1%. It's the lowest in 17 years, but a new report finds a majority of Jersey jobs simply don't pay enough to support even a middle-class lifestyle.
The Third Way study finds 58% of Garden State workers either don't earn enough to pay all their expenses, or they're just making ends meet but have nothing left to save for retirement or even go out to a restaurant. Rutgers economist James Hughes points out in today's economy, those with in-demand talents can do very well.
But we have tremendous disparities. Those that don't have the skill and educational levels are really stuck in service positions and the like.
He adds the high cost of living in Jersey makes a tough situation even worse. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's first news, 5:09. The Toms River Motor Vehicles Office will stay closed today amidst a measles outbreak in Ocean County. That's one of 11 locations where officials say people could have been exposed to the highly contagious virus. We've got a full list of those places at NJ1015.com and our free mobile app. 14 people have been confirmed to have measles now. 10 more are still being tested. 20% of workers in New Jersey need the government's permission in order to land their job. A new report says occupational licensing costs New Jersey tens of thousands of jobs annually and millions in lost economic value.
Lee McGrath with Institute for Justice says New Jersey ranks 21st for the percentage of workers licensed for a number of positions, such as locksmith and animal control officer. New Jersey's in the minority of states that require a license.
Workers in neighboring Delaware have more opportunity, more freedom, less restrictions, lower hurdles before they can enter the workforce.
Because of these hurdles, McGrath says, many people are discouraged from seeking out licensed professions. The report finds occupational licensing costs consumers and the wider economy $474 million annually. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's first news, 5:11. Remember the story of a local teachers union president bragging about how an educator who raped a student wouldn't go to jail? Well, the story turned out to be more accurate than you might want to believe. The teacher talked about in the Project Veritas undercover video did not go to jail, even though he pled guilty to criminal sexual contact. Our follow-up to this story reveals Dennis Plantini got only probation. That is more about how prosecutors handled the case than any involvement for the teachers' union, and you can read more of the details this morning at NJ1015.com. A wake will be held today for Catherine Schertz, the bride from New Jersey, killed with her fiancé in a car crash last week as they traveled to their wedding in Pittsburgh. Schertz, the daughter of Scotch Plains councilwoman, was in the car with Joseph Carney when their car was involved in a chain reaction crash on Route 78 in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:12. Are we going to have another winter weather event tonight? Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's first news, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, governor's hyping up a couple of clipper systems. We got wintry weather on the way?
Not really.
Oh.
Maybe a few rain showers out there for this morning and then again for tonight. But I'm not seeing anything significant. And just to be clear, there are no warnings, watches, or advisories in effect for New Jersey. This morning, we are very close to a stream of showers pushing through southern New York. So North Jersey could see a few raindrops or snowflakes. But again, nothing to write home about. And for most of New Jersey, we're staying dry. Mix of sun and clouds ahead for today with high temperatures ranging from the mid-40s in North Jersey to the mid-50s in South Jersey. Not a bad way to start this abbreviated holiday week. Next storm system arrives tonight. Again, not a big deal. A few showers possible. It's going to be almost all rain. Maybe some light snow or freezing drizzle in far North Jersey at elevation only. Some patchy fog possible tonight as well. Lows generally in the upper 30s to lower 40s. I don't see much of the state getting colder than that. Again, the higher elevations, the exception. Showers wrap up tomorrow morning, then we'll see clearing skies. It'll be breezy for your Tuesday. Highs around 50, and then the bottom drops out. We start turning colder with a brisk wind on Wednesday, the big getaway day. Mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45, and Thanksgiving is going to be very cold. Teens and 20s in the morning, highs only around 30 degrees despite lots of sunshine. Black Friday, about the same, teens and 20s in the morning, and barely into the 30s by the afternoon. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, Governor Murphy still blames storming, trying to blame everybody but his administration for last week's poor response to the winter storm. GoFundMe hoaxer Kate McClure's attorney says she is the victim, that it was her boyfriend that took advantage of her giving nature. In sports, the Eagles blown out by the Saints, Giants win their second straight, Devils, Islanders, Knicks all lose. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. Few showers possible in far north Jersey this morning. Just a few raindrops or snowflakes. Otherwise, we're around the freezing mark, so jacket a good idea. Highs today on either side of 50 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds. A few more showers drifting to New Jersey tonight into early tomorrow morning. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Dennis and Judy.
You guys are radio gold. I've laughed more this afternoon than I've laughed in a long time listening to you guys.
Well, that really shows some poor choices and poor character, Pat.
Where did you go wrong?
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is now on this Monday morning. Short week. Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday, and it is going to be cold. Might have a little rain or fog to get through before we move into Thanksgiving, but Dan says we may not get above freezing in many areas on Thanksgiving. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. The excitement is about to begin with Thanksgiving and Black Friday coming up at the end of the week, and we'll kick off the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season.
As eager shoppers organize their coupons, store ads, and doorbuster displays, John Hollab of the Jersey Retail Merchants Association says merchants are getting ready as well with all sorts of super deals, but it's important to remember
things don't end on Christmas. You know, one of the biggest things that people are going to receive are gift cards, and so after Christmas, people go back into the stores. So there'll be promotions from now through the new year.
Yes. To get the best bargains during the holidays.
It's definitely keeping your eyes open. You know, my advice always, though, is to shop early and often.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Florida Democrats spoke ambitiously this year of ending their 20-year journey in political exile in this battleground state. Instead, election results after a bruising recount showed Republicans coming out on top for governor, even picking up a Senate seat. Democrat Andrew Gilliam conceded the governor's race Saturday, and veteran U.S. Senator Bill Nelson gave up his re-election bid a day later. She serves on several boards, performs with a dance crew, coordinates a film festival, and all from a wheelchair. Union Beach resident Millie Gonzalez is the latest to hold the title of Ms. Wheelchair New Jersey. The 40-year-old born with spina bifida will use the next year to improve the lives of other disabled individuals.
Her platform at the recent competition and over the next year is survival of the fiercest.
I believe in living life boldly. I believe in being fearless and unapologetic.
Leading up to the competition for Miss Wheelchair America in July, Millie hopes to use her title to improve emergency preparedness and response for the disabled population and amplify the population's voice. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. If you're flying United this holiday season, you'll see some furry friends in the terminal. These therapy pets are there to comfort travelers.
The program is called United Paws, and it involves the participation of Creature Comfort Pet Therapy, which serves 8 counties in North Jersey. Executive Director Mary Beth Cooney says the dogs that are there have been proven to lower blood pressure and reduce depression and anxiety about traveling.
They go to the facility, and they bring comfort and healing, companionship, just unconditional love.
Creature Comfort also sends out cats, rabbits, guinea pigs, ferrets, and even a miniature goat, reaching somewhere in the neighborhood of 74,000 people a year. Cooney says when these pets have their work vests on, they're focused and committed to the job. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. Chilly start this morning. We might have a little rain to get through and then really cold as we approach Thanksgiving. Dan will have the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also coming up at 530, Governor Murphy continued to try to deflect blame for why his administration had such a horrible response to last week's storm. We'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian shares mostly higher after a buying spree on Wall Street sustained investor optimism into the new week despite continuing worries over trade tensions. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 0.5% and will open this morning at 25,413. Both the NASDAQ and the S&P were higher. Japan's benchmark is almost a full percent higher this morning. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.